Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on First Dates. Sit here and just tell me all about yourself.
Oh, I'm an open wound. You're not going to like what comes out of it, but I'm pretty sweet. Not to toot my own horn.
That's a red flag. I'm just kidding.
My own, like, self-loathing and the fact that someone so cold and frightening would choose me.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date.
Yeah. On today's episode, we have a very special guest in today. He's a stand-up comedian. He was born and raised in Buffalo, New York, moved to LA in his early 30s, cut his teeth in radio. He's been on YMH podcast regularly, and now he hosts his own. It's called The Josh Potter Show. Let's welcome Josh Potter. Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show.
I never heard my resume read that way. That was wonderful.
Oh, man. My dream is to be the UFC ring girl now and just like, Josh Potter! So the way that this works, I have a couple of questions for you.
Oh, boy.
This is my menu.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you some appetizer questions.
Ooh.
Then main course. And then we'll end with something sweet.
Awesome.
Which we call the dessert question.
All right.
So
how many apps do we get to buy?
It depends. How many would you like?
I don't know. I mean, let's get the whole, I like getting the whole
kit and
yeah,
caboodle.
Picking at it.
Love that. Well, we'll start off with something nice and easy with some appetizer questions. Do you sleep naked?
You know, I have, you know, down here in Texas, last night I slept naked. It was 105 degrees. I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
The air conditioner, it becomes a point where I go, is it on? I'm like kicking it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't do well in heat, so I have slept naked, yes.
I like to sleep with the room ice cold.
Ice cold. I want frost on the windows.
Yeah.
I want it to be like, I have to layer up to sleep, you know?
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Do you do the hacks on the hotel rooms? Do you like YouTube the hacks to get the temperature lower than their regulator allows?
I have never even thought to do that.
Oh, well, I've just opened your world up
you
a little
really,
bit.
You really, I'm yeah. like,
Honeywell, you're done.
When you sleep, do you like which half of the bed? The middle half?
Do you know, this is a sign of my
I've never
self-confidence.
Asked anyone so many bed questions.
I have a queen bed, and I grew up and for so long had just a twin bed, you know, throughout my 20s. And so I still sleep like as if I'm not allowed in my own bed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like 3/4 of the bed I don't even see. I'm like, what's over here? You know, it's like a whole new world. I could use the other side as a shelf if I wanted to.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So when a girl comes in, she's like, I'm sorry, was I hogging the bed? I'm like, no, I sleep in this corner anyways, you know?
Do you have a specific side?
Right now I just sleep on the right side, but I don't know that I give a shit.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know that I care.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because like I said, it's just all, it used to just be, there was only one side. You know?
What if a girl, what
if she has a particular side, I would yield the side to her.
Yeah. Let's say that you are in love.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one, your
okay.
soulmate.
Sure.
But she hates it when the room is cold at night.
Oh, then she's not my soulmate. I mean, that's simple math at the end of the day. You go, well, that's not my soulmate then, you know?
Yeah. What do you do to relax?
Oh, my Lord. I don't know. I don't have a hard time relaxing. I do it pretty often.
What
so,
do
I mean,
you do?
Well, here comes probably a flag of sorts.
Yes!
I do enjoy playing video games, but I don't play war or anything stupid like that.
Yeah.
I play sports. I'm a jock, you know? So I play baseball.
What? I love that you're asking yourself questions and also answering them. You're just sitting here and just tell me all about yourself.
Oh, I'm an open wound. You're not going to like what comes out of it, but.
That's so funny. What video games do you play?
I play baseball and I play football and I play hockey.
Oh, so you play sports online. Oh, yeah. What a loser. Just kidding.
I had a girl. I was seeing a girl.
That's a red flag.
I was seeing a girl and she was like, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, oh, I'm playing hockey. And she was like, you play hockey? And I go, yeah. I mean, well, on video games. And she goes, oh, well, you don't play hockey then.
That's my first thought.
Yeah, but like if a woman who's dating me, who's felt the force of my body against her, thinks I'm playing hockey, isn't that a red flag for me to be like, you're that dumb that you thought I was playing hockey?
Yeah. Do you believe in astrology?
You know, I do when it yields in my favor. Women have brought it up to me, and so I've researched things because of that. I go, well, let's see if I can make heads or tails of this, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's kind of random sometimes when I read them.
Do you think it's a red flag when a girl asks you your time of birth?
No, I think that's nice. I mean, it's like a way of getting to know me. And I would love for them to have some insight into me based off of these things. Like, that would be glorious, but I don't think it happens.
Yeah.
You know?
It'd be fun.
I actually had to text my mom because a girl asked me my time of birth and I didn't know it. So I texted my mom and go, what time was I born? And she was like, I don't know, between this and this. So I just made up a time.
It doesn't work like that.
I mean, what do you want me to say? I gotta hunt down the doctor now and get records from the hospital. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I can't find it.
Yeah. I think I have completely lost my birth certificate.
Are we talking like a difference between 10 minutes is going to tell if I'm a psychopath versus if I'm normal? Like, that's...
I think that they try to get you as close to the exact minute. Like, I asked my mom the other day this question because I ask other people and I'm like so curious about what time I was born. And my mom, literally, her response to me, she said, I don't know, I was a little busy at the time. And I'm like, fair enough, mom.
Yeah, I mean, I was born also very early. So, like, I think about, like, what could have been in terms of the signs. Like, I was supposed to be, I don't even know, something in May, whatever the sign is.
You're a Taurus, probably.
But I came out in January, so I'm a Capricorn.
Came out?
Yeah, meaning, like, I was born.
Oh, I see. It took me a second.
I was born early. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
I came out not of the closet.
That's what I was wondering.
I came out of my mom's vagina. Very straight, actually, a version of coming out. It involves a pussy after all. So.
What are your guilty pleasures?
Well, I'd say video games are up there. I'm not going to deny that. I guess I smoke weed and drink beer. So I guess those are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was going to say I love drugs, but that sounds a little more worse than I wanted it to sound, you know?
Yeah.
So I like, you know,
you're down with
partying. Yeah, that's probably, my guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Do you take, when you go on the road and you play these games, do you have like a Nintendo Switch?
Oh, no,
Switch
I don't take them with me. I feel like it's like a nice romance. Like, I like being on the road and being like, I can't wait to see my PlayStation when I get home, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be waiting for me. You know, you think about it that way.
Yeah. That's a really
then you
fun.
Come home and it's
you have an emotional relationship.
Yeah, I do. Someone asked me if my apartment was burning down. If during my podcast I would leave it. It was Dr. Drew who asked me that, and he's like, "Cause I wouldn't leave." And I was like, "I guess I wouldn't. The only thing I would want to save is my PlayStation."
Yeah.
Right now, there's no humans living in there or anything. Don't worry.
Do you have any pets?
No, I don't have any pets either, so I wouldn't sacrifice the pets for the PlayStation because there aren't any.
Yeah,
but
it's
no,
that
I'm,
PlayStation for
traveling
you.
Is yeah. The PlayStation, you don't need to feed it; it doesn't need to go to the bathroom. So when I leave for days at a time, it's always right there, ready.
Yeah,
a pet, it'll die probably when I do that. You know.
Yeah. How many more appetizers would you like?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure. I mean, have we've done the gamut? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, no. I have a laundry
bring
list
them.
Of things.
I don't,
we could, however we could
you
have
want.
Appetizers the whole episode.
That's what I do on a date. I just go, whatever you want to buy. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I go like that. I'm not going
to. No, it's whatever I want you to buy.
Well, no, exactly.
Just teasing.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Not. Like, whatever you want to order, I should have said.
It's okay.
Yeah. We did a sushi, me and a girl, just recently, and I got way too much sushi.
That's never a problem.
I guess that's not a problem, yeah. I felt, you know.
You know what the problem is?
I went crazy. Was I trying too hard?
You could eat your heart out at sushi and leave and still want a cheeseburger.
You're right.
Why is that?
That's why I love it, frankly, because I don't feel too full. And it's a great date one, too, especially if you're going to get a little whatever afterwards. It's not like going to Italian food or something, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean?
No, sushi is a great date food.
Yes.
What is your, when you really like a girl, is that your move? You just,
that's probably my move. I have a move where I'm trying to figure out if I like a girl, where I go to like my favorite dive bar and I just have her control the touch tunes, because it tells a lot about a person.
Yeah.
When they pick things, because you're picking music for the whole bar to listen to, not just us.
Right.
So sometimes they get one where they notice the crowd is like, you know, like, whoa, the heaven on, and they get drunk with the power, and then you see how they react to that.
I'm that bitch that plays Marvin Gaye.
See, like, you could get self-service type things where it's like, oh, they're being very masturbatory with their picks, or you can see that they enjoy the mob mentality and their approval, and then they start picking, like, I had a girl pick Piano Man by Billy Joel. I said, that's a nuclear bomb right there. You're never going to win them back after that. There's no going forward from Billy Joel. All you did was bury yourself.
Yeah. We're going to get into some main course questions now. Well, how quickly into dating do you introduce someone to your parents?
Oh, I mean, it could go on forever. I mean, they live on the other side of the country. I've seen them like 4 times in the last 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, I'll introduce myself and them.
So talking about true love, how soon do you introduce someone that you're really into to your PlayStation?
Oh, that's conversation one. It's as if, you know, I'd imagine the same for like if I was a single dad. I would have to be like, well, at home, there's Bryson, you know, or whatever.
You
know,
have you named it?
I didn't name my PlayStation. No, I just say my PlayStation.
Yeah. How soon do you introduce them to your friends?
Pretty quickly, actually, because I want to see their opinions of these people, too, you know, and I want to see if they can get along and like if they vibe with everybody.
Imagine you just plant your friends at the bar and you don't tell her.
You kind of do that when you like bring a girl to a comedy show. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of covert, like introductions to my friends, because that's where my friends are going to be. And I happen to have to do a set or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of like is twofold in that capacity.
Have your friends ever convinced you to stop seeing someone?
Oh no, they've tried. And I've ignored
you're like,
them.
I don't give a fuck.
I've ignored them. And then, but they're always ultimately right. You know what I mean? Like, I've come to find that out. So I should listen to them more.
Do you have a good picker?
I don't think so. I mean, it's pretty broad, but I've definitely picked some very sour apples.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love sour apples.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying not to like fall for my instincts in that kind of way anymore, you know? For the frightening women. I don't want to do that anymore.
Frightening women, like how?
Just like, ooh, they're cold.
But tell me about them. Like, what is it that you don't like? What is it that you keep going for that isn't working?
It's something about my own like self-loathing and the fact that someone so cold and frightening would choose me.
Damn.
Yeah, it's something about that. Just tickles the right bone, you know?
Yeah. When you date someone, do you like to bring them over to your apartment in the beginning?
Well, yeah, I get that out of the way pretty quick. I'm seeing someone now and like she came over to my apartment and I was like nervous about it because it's like I live very sparse. Like, I don't have many things.
Yeah. Like a minimalist?
I would That's a very romantic way to describe. I just don't know like how to fill an apartment with stuff. Do you know what I mean?
It's just empty. Like you just don't
have. It's pretty empty. I do have art on the wall.
Do you have a bed frame?
I have a bed frame. It's a very nice one. It's got a headboard.
Do you have any rugs?
I don't have any rugs.
Any art on the walls?
I do have art.
Do you have toilet paper?
I do have toilet paper. I have towels. I have toilet paper. I have multiple pillows now. There was a time when I was on your mom's house where they showed my room and it was one bed, a suitcase as a nightstand. And the bed had a bed frame, but that was the ultimate sparse.
Yeah.
But I've expanded. Now I have a television, big one.
How big?
70 inches.
Good God, man.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's the size of like a wall.
Yeah, it is the size of a wall, actually, and it's awesome.
I lived in a studio apartment one time, and I thought that that would be a really cool move.
Yeah, to have the whole wall be the TV.
Have the whole wall be the TV. And it was so big that when someone would run across, I had to go like that. And I was like, man, I can't do
this. That's hilarious.
And I had to take it back.
Yeah, you were probably close enough to it where you had to be like,
I was literally too close to the wall. Yeah, yeah. It was like hurting me.
I have a spare bedroom that's empty right now, but my dream is to have a wall of like four TVs, like it's Buffalo Wild Wings, and I could turn on every football game.
Yeah.
Red flag number five.
That is a red flag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is man cave central.
Yeah, I don't want to call it a man cave. I'm not gay, but I I do want to stream football in there. It'll be fun.
Yeah, that's pretty gay.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I'm trying to straighten it up a bit.
You know, I always feel like that's like, to a girl, having a guy with all the TVs and all the sports and all the beer in the world, that's like a girl coming in and she's like, my dream is to make all of this pink.
Sure. And do that in your own, if there's a girl cave or whatever, have at it.
Girl cave.
Yeah, have at it. Make your pink
room. The pussy pin.
Yeah.
I think that's what we'd call it. The man cave and the pussy pin. Yeah, yeah. That's where we'd be doing those. Do you pay on a first date?
Oh, yeah. I pay on all the dates. I try to. I mean, like, unless they are very, like, pushy about it. I like once you're dating somebody, like, if you're dating a successful woman, which I tend to be, like, attracted to.
Yeah.
It is fun when they pay for something once in a while, but I always will pay on the first date, even if I don't like the girl.
Do you like gifts?
I don't like... I mean, I don't really give a shit about getting gifts. I enjoy giving them. I've given too many. Girl was like, hey, enough with the fucking presents.
Yeah?
One time, yeah.
Wow, what a weirdo.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Well, she's gone.
Yeah.
Do you get jealous easily?
I don't get jealous, but I get paranoid about being disrespected sometimes, like because I feel like I am not jealous, and people have preyed upon that and like really tested the limits of that.
Like,
you know,
they,
what I mean?
Take your kindness for weakness.
Not that, but like they go, oh, he doesn't get jealous, so like then they start doing like actually egregious stuff where any
to
normal
make
person
you jealous.
Would, yeah,
like flirt in front of you,
right,
flirt
right.
with someone else in front
or
of you,
or be like, so and so just DM'd me, and you're like, all right,
cool.
You know what I mean? Am I supposed to like now I have to worry about that? Like,
yeah, like giving you things to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's happened quite a few times.
Oh, no.
Not a quite a few. I mean, three or four.
Quite a few times there, Josh. Maybe we'll just go ahead and give you a red flag for not learning. But also, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's okay. Ooh, I feel like at some point we should have a massage therapist come in here and massage my guests so I just can relax a little bit into this. What do you think is the key to a good relationship?
I think this is a hack answer, but probably just communication. I find that's like
ding, ding, ding,
like gives me a boner. It's like, I don't like worrying about like, am I fucking this up or... worrying about like what this person like having any doubts about it. Do you know what I'm saying?
That is a green ass flag.
Hell yeah, I knew I'd get one.
Yeah, we'll cancel one out. We'll pick one and we'll cancel out the which one?
PlayStation?
Yeah, we'll cancel
out
the PlayStation one. It's gone.
Hell
communication
yeah.
is my favorite key to a good relationship. I think that is so, so important.
And it just like helps me with sex too. It's just like it makes me not paranoid about like the implications of the sex, stuff like that. Like it's just all in all, it's helpful.
If you went on the worst date of your life,
mm-hmm.
how would you get out of it?
Ooh, that's, I mean, I think I'd be able to get out of it pretty good. I, you know, I would just be like, what's that? Oh, and then, you know, pick up the phone and be like, hello? Oh, yeah, yeah. I would just lie. I don't know. It would get out of it like that. It would be easy.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, you could just be like, oh, I just got a text from my mom. She's dead. I got to get out of here. You know, so you could come up with anything.
Yeah. Just it's jump easy to the get worst out of it. Case scenario.
Like, don't even, like, you shouldn't even waste time with, like, sometimes I'll just play it out because it's like, what am I going to do? Go home. I haven't really been on one recently where it's like, I've got to get out of here. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'm like, oh, I'll tolerate this meal at the very least or whatever. But I always give them first dates. I always make like a short sort of situation.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
Ooh, the worst. I went out on a date with a girl that I met when I first got to LA on Bumble. And she was a writer for a TV show that no longer exists. But she, so I thought, okay, I'm a comedian. Maybe we can like find common ground here. But at the time, I mean, I was just like a middle act, a road guy or whatever. And so I'm like, oh yeah, I do comedy. But I think about when anybody tells me that they do comedy and I've never heard of them, I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? Like maybe you do, but maybe you don't too. So like she just was very cold and we agreed very early on in the date that we weren't vibing. So we both just got margaritas and got drunk and then just like went home at like 2 p.m. It was like daytime drunk. And we're like, all right, see you later. Never talk to her again.
Yeah.
What, we agreed it was just like not vibing at all.
I would say in some situations that really works out for the best. You still have a somewhat of a good time with someone and you just like know that you don't have to send a breakup text or like, hey, this isn't, you just know.
Yeah. It was like, all right, we know. So like we had to wait for the bill. I'm like, you want to have another couple rounds? And so we did. And then we didn't even talk. I think we just like stared out the window.
Yeah, that's a terrible date. Yeah, yeah, I take everything I just said back.
No, it was pretty awful, but I had a, you know, I got a buzz going. I walked home. I was like, you know, whatever.
What, how do you meet people?
I've, you know, it's kind of something that I wish later in life that I didn't only have this way of meeting people, but I only meet people through doing comedy because like I started comedy at 22. I lost my virginity after I started comedy and it was with a girl that like saw me perform. So that's like literally the only time that
that's
girls
like
are interested
taking candy
in
from
me.
A baby.
Yeah, but that's the only time, that's the only context I've found women approach me. It's not like I'm at a bar in the corner and girls are like, who's that one? You know, I heard you on the other podcast be like, pros, he has eyeballs. I'm like, well, that I'm not on that list.
Are you missing an eyeball?
Pretty much.
Oh no! What happened?
You know, God took it a while ago, but no, it's just
well,
funny because like I'm sitting
so thick, I can't
well,
even tell.
Thank you, I appreciate that. That's helpful by design, but also it's like when girls see me in the corner of a bar, like at a bar in general, they're just like, they're never like, "Who's that?" You know what I mean? So I have to perform. I've found to get a girl.
When I was on dating apps, I would see so many times that the main thing someone wanted out of a relationship was someone to make them laugh. I know it's an eye roll.
That's horseshit.
But it's true. I saw it so much. So I feel like being a comic.
Yeah, I mean, they say that. But I mean, at the end of the day, here's the thing that sucks about that part too, is like because they do see you perform and they have like, you know, parasocial sort of like an idea of who you are based off like podcasts and comedy. That like when you are together and like sometimes when I'm with somebody, I can be like very quiet and like introverted. And they're like, I've had girls be like, you're not like I thought you were going to be. And I'm like, well, you just thought I'm a goofball 24/7. And there are guys like that, but yeah. I find them to be annoying as hell.
So you said that that's the only time that girls approach you. Are you the kind of person where you need a girl to come on to you?
No. I approach girls fine enough. You know what I mean? I just mean in terms of like, if I were to approach a woman at a bar out of context, I don't think that they would be as open to it as if I approached them after they just saw me perform. You know?
Are you a self-deprecating comic?
Yes.
So I feel like when you do self-deprecating jokes, people in the audience get to learn a lot about you.
I would say so. Yeah, that's I mean, sure.
Yeah. So I think it kind of sets up the stage a little bit for someone to come towards you in a way where they also feel like they relate and they know you.
Sure. It's disarming because also I'm saying horrible things about myself. Sure, it's hyperbolized in some capacity, but it's like still they saw me just say all this embarrassing shit in front of
yeah.
a mass amount of people. So it's like, it is disarming, I would imagine.
Well, the time that you lost your virginity, did you go anywhere after the show, like on a date?
Or here's the thing. She met me at the show, but it took me like a few dates to have sex with her, like 2 or 3 dates. And I remember like we were about to, like, I guess the prelude to sex was occurring. And I go, oh, I have to tell you, I'm a virgin. And I was 22 and she's 26. And she laughed so hard. And she was like, she goes, no, you're not. And I'm like, I am. And I don't know why I felt like I had to tell her. So my friend's like, why'd you tell her? And I'm like, well, I didn't know. Like, what if I do something that's super virgin-y? At least I have that as like a bar there, you know, so I could suck completely. She was like, well, it was his first go at it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, she was like, well, I'm not going to take it tonight because I have to like sit with that information for a second. So then she waited till the next date.
Oh.
And it was, yeah, it wasn't the best time, but.
Man, I'm a creepy ass bitch. If someone told me they were a virgin, I would just like.
You'd be into it.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, I'm about to teach you some lessons, baby.
So the next time, and it's been a subject of lore in your mom's house universe. But so the first time we had sex, I did not come. And she actually asked me in the middle of it. She goes, did you come yet? And I was like, I don't think so. And she was so pissed. She was like, you would know. And I'm like, well, then no. And then she was like, and then we just kept going. I'm like, I guess I keep going. I don't know. So it wasn't the coolest time having sex.
This is her fault.
Yeah, no, she was a frightening cold lady.
Yeah. Yeah, that's traumatizing. Wow. Well, what is your now? Do you do pickup lines at all?
Never. I mean, I can't do a pickup line. Are you kidding? What am I going to? I can't even come up with one in my brain right now. Like, no pickup lines. If I were to, my pickup line is like, hey, and I look at my shoes. And then see where we go from there.
Well, now that you've had sex.
Yeah, a few times.
A few times.
Yeah.
How do you feel about condoms?
I'm fine with if the girl wants to use them. I mean, I already, like I said, I have my issues. So the condom, I just go, well, I'm definitely not now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd imagine it's like when a girl, you know, they date a certain type of guy or something and they're like, well, this guy's definitely not going to make me come. And then just go through with it. You know what I mean? That's how a condom sex feels.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, well, I guess I'm just a prop at this point because I'm not going to enjoy it. But, you know, I get it. It's safety. I'm not going to. It's just the fact of the matter. I mean, I'm not against it. I get it. We got to protect ourselves, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying. I'm not going to have fun. It's... I'll try. I mean, I'll make sure you have fun.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny to me. You're not going to have fun.
I'm not going to. I'll make sure you do. Just know that I'm not going to.
Oh, man. Oh, you're a pleaser.
I am indeed.
You are.
I try to be.
Wow, that really struck me. That was really, really freaking funny, dude. Well, my dessert question for you, it's been the same all the way through.
Oh, yeah?
So far.
Okay.
What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone?
I'm pretty sweet. Not to toot my own horn.
That's a red flag. I'm just kidding. You cocky, I mean, motherfucker.
It depends on the girl.
Listen, you lost your virginity last month, okay?
I know, right? Well, that's very nice of you to think I'm that young.
You're welcome. I'm here to give compliments.
I'm 37. It's been a minute now. Let's see. It depends on the girl. I guess, like, every girl's different, but I try to be, like, attentive. The last girl I was dating, I was, like, really into, and I remember I just, like, wrote down everything that she would say, pretty much, like, in terms of, like, her favorite Gatorade, like, what was her breakfast order, like, stuff like that. So, like, every time that she turned around, I just, like, had the thing that she liked, and she hated that. She was, like... She could not stand that. She was like, get away from me. Stop oppressing me with your love is actual words out of her mouth. So,
where are you finding these gremlins?
From the coffin.
Ugh, you gotta stop dating it.
I have
comedy
to stop
club.
Picking up ladies from the crypt.
Jesus. Well, you sound really sweet. They sound awful.
Yeah. No, some of them are.
Oh, no.
No, we're turning over a new leaf.
That's good. What is the sweetest thing anyone's ever done for you?
Oh, well, it's always it's always followed by the sourest things, but I, a girl...
I want to give you a hug
the girl that I'm talking about, she did one of the sweetest things, and I remember, like, this is what threw me for a loop with her. She flew across the country on my birthday and just, like, showed up and surprised me and, like, made a whole weekend out of it.
Bro, that's a red flag.
Turns out, you're right.
That's a red flag!
But it was, like, it just threw me for a loop. I was like, no one's ever done something like that for me, so I was, like, very, like, enchanted by it.
I'm all about showing up. I think that's really cool that she did come over. But, again, the communication is key thing.
Yes.
Like, I would love the surprise of you coming over. But also, it's, like, showing up at someone's house.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I would have, if she showed up at my house at that moment, I would have been like, this is amazing. Are we married? Are we getting married? Like, that's the way I took it. So
that's good.
Red flag for me, maybe.
No, I it kind of goes both ways. Like, I do think it's really sweet for someone to show up. I think it can be taken either way. I'd be curious to hear what you guys think. Like, it's actually a really good question to talk about is, like, do you think that someone's showing up as a surprise?
By the way, we had not hung out yet. So I guess that makes it worse. I don't know. But I was head over heels at that point. I'm like, oh, my God. It was the first time we had, like, hung out in this capacity.
Oh, I don't know. I think I would be stunned. I would just be like, I wouldn't know what to do. I make plans. I'm a planner.
Sure.
So I think I might be a little, but I'm also spontaneous. I don't know. I got to think
I was taken aback,
one.
And I was like, I guess we're going to be together forever, and it's not that. It was like, whoa.
What happened after that?
Well, then it became like, whoa, what do you, this was just like, we're having a good time here.
And did she want to move in?
No, she was quite the opposite. She was like, leave me alone.
Yo, these bitches be wild.
Yeah, sure. Well, sure be wild.
Oh my God, Josh, you're just one of my favorite dates I've had
well,
on
thank
here.
Thank you. I'm a fun date. I am a good date.
You are a good date. I can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
I'd give you a second and a third date.
Is a baseball game a fun date for you?
No.
I try to see. I can convince them. I always say, I'm like, just give me one chance, one game.
I'd let you show me your strong arm, though. I'd watch you play one.
Oh, you mean like play a baseball game?
Isn't that what you do?
No. I was saying we'd go to like an actual.
Oh, I thought you were asking me to sit there and like watch you play baseball.
No. I mean, that would be my. I mean, that would be like a dream of mine if a girl was like, "Let me watch you just like take the Angels to the pennant." I'd be like, please.
Well, I am here to make dreams come true sometimes. Before I let you go, before I sign off.
Yeah.
My favorite little thing to do is recap the red flags.
Oh, there was too many. Are you going to be able to remember them all?
Oh yeah. I write them down.
Oh, okay.
I'm like magic. I'm like, pop, 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 pop.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So some of your red flags, and I think that we can honestly cancel out every single one of these with the green flag. But the first red flag was that you do play sports on video games.
But can't deny it. That's why I own that one.
But that's right. You own it. You communicate about it.
Put the red flag around my neck like a cape.
It's okay. That's also your hobby and your interest and probably somehow your love language. So it's hard to like.
Weirdly enough, yeah.
You have an emotional relationship with your PlayStation. You want 4 TVs in your house as the man cave. Oh, cringe.
Man cave is a pejorative term.
You hate that term.
I really do.
You
I just
really
want
do.
A wall of TVs. And
okay,
a wall of TVs. It's my office. I do sports betting in there where I win money.
Right. In no way is that a man cave.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Do you call a guy who's a stockbroker, do you call his office a man cave? I don't think so.
Can't say I would. And then the people that you date have made you have tried to make you jealous over and over again. I'd say your picker's off.
Oh, I'd say that's true. I mean... I definitely think I got to recalibrate the old picker there, you know, maybe take it in the shop.
But again, the communication is key part. like that kind of cancel out everything. Because if you do have red flags and you're so good at communicating, then you kind of like, you justify a lot of it because you're like, well, I told you what matters to me.
Yeah, of course. And it's like, I would, if the void was filled by a lover, I might, you know, not play as many video games. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you were going to say get rid of your PlayStation.
Oh, I wouldn't get rid of it. I mean,
it would just be your side piece.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We would use it together to watch Netflix and things like that. So
I love that. Josh, where can people find you?
Oh, I'm all over the old internet there. I got Instagram, Josh_Potter. I got a Twitter at J_Potter. And you can find the Josh Potter Show every Wednesday over on YouTube.
Cool.
And all the audio things.
Josh, thank you so much for coming on my show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. Anytime. I would love to have you back.
I would love to
again
come back.
And again. Guys, thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. First
date, baby. Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?
Just say you're ready.
Delete my number.